At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets back in action after a bit of a layoff here. They'll take on the Atlanta Hawks. We'll have our game preview for that one. Also, obviously, it has not been a season that has really gone according to plan here for the Hornets. Lots of losses, lots of injuries. We'll talk about the overall silver linings to the campaign and talk about some of the things we're looking forward to still in the remaining 10 plus games of the 23-24 season. Helping me on all of these topics, you see her nightly on Queen City News and Charlotte Sports Live, one of their fantastic sports anchors, Grace Grill, here with us once again on the HHC. Grace, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Sam. Great to be with you guys.
We're thrilled to have you. And obviously, the team has gotten a couple of days off here to enjoy a bit of a breather and prepare for the stretch run. There's still some work to be done, more than 10 games left. So, you know, you definitely want to take advantage of every opportunity. So even though the team is essentially eliminated from postseason play at this point in time, you want to capitalize on these games that remain. So from your perspective, as you look at the roster and you look at the organization, what are some answers that you're looking for right now from this team?
Well, I think right now it's about evaluating what you have and kind of who fits in certain pieces. Obviously, this team has made it clear that they're building around their young stars, which I think everybody is excited about. Even with the way the season has gone, you can't say that Brandon Miller has not impressed. And even the guys like Nick Smith Jr., I think he's been impressive too. So I think it's just finishing out the season strong and getting this valuable experience at this level and seeing how you work through the ups and downs and understanding what, you know, a tough road trip is like in the NBA. I mean, these are all things that for the young guys go into being a professional basketball player.
No question about it. And this team, the roster wise, is obviously going to look a little bit different year to year because that's just how the NBA works. I think there is one grouping of players, though, that in particular, it's going to be interesting to see how these remaining games play out and basically what they can put on tape, specifically working with Brandon Miller and Miles Bridges, who seem to be key pieces, or at least have the potential, obviously, to be key pieces of the core moving forward. Brandon Miller is a lock for that. Miles Bridges obviously going into a free agency year. But I'm looking at the guards. I'm looking at Vasilije Micić, who's had an outstanding run now, 10 straight games with double-digit scoring. He had a 20-point game the other day in that disappointing loss to Orlando. You've got Trey Mann, who dealt with a little bit of an injury, but he's been on a nice run here. He's had five straight games of 10 or more points and has shot the ball really well from three throughout the season. And then you've got the rookie Nick Smith Jr., who had a nice stretch at the end of that game against Orlando. And overall, on his rookie season, you know, not getting a ton of minutes, but the minutes he's had on the floor, he shot 42% from three or thereabouts. So it's enough of a sample size that that number is legitimate. Plus, you add in the fact that he shot 44% from three in the G League, and those are the exact same distances. So I think between those three guys, and they'll all improve over the summer, particularly the younger ones, but they've got something to show here in terms of establishing themselves for a rotation spot, maybe even a starter spot next year, depending on how things go in the offseason.
The thing about this is what I found funny, and I think a lot of people in Charlotte found interesting, was when, you know, they introduced Jeff Peterson. He said that they weren't looking to, I think the comment was at his intro presser, was that they weren't really looking to make this team better, but this team did get better. So I think that's a good sign moving forward here too. And you look at all the players that they brought in, these are the players that are playing now. We're still out LaMelo Ball. So I think one of the things that was noticeable against that last game out in Orlando was, you know, when you have a defense that was as suffocating as Orlando's, you saw those young players and still fairly new with working together. You see their sets kind of fall apart, and then, you know, they have 10 seconds on the shot clock and they're trying to get a shot off because they didn't have enough movement, or they weren't able to get a good look. And I think when you have the guards that you do, those are all solid guards and they have good guard play. But then if you add their play in with a player like LaMelo Ball, that is where Ball's play is severely missing, because he's that type of creative point guard, right? So I'm excited to see what this new group of guards looks like with LaMelo Ball back on the court.
Agreed. And look, I mean, there's no sport that is more revealing when you don't have your stars than basketball. I mean, football, certain positions, you know, quarterback, clearly there's going to be a massive impact and drop off potentially when you go from one guy to the other. But if you lose a starting offensive lineman, you go next man up, and there's enough guys on the team on the field at one time that you can hopefully cover up for one player's absence. Baseball, you know, you can pitch around or hit around one guy. You can make moves to try and elude one player really determining the game. But in basketball, it is really, really tough to keep a superstar from dictating how a game goes. And thus, it gets very difficult when you don't have one, which Charlotte has unfortunately had to play the lion's share this season without LaMelo Ball. Hornets will take on the Hawks tonight. Charlotte's beaten Atlanta twice already this season, one with LaMelo Ball, one without. We'll have our game preview for this one in a little bit, but coming up next, the overall silver linings of the season. It's not over yet, but we'll talk to Grace Grill about what she has enjoyed most from the 23-24 Hornets campaign after this quick break here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Sam Farber and Grace Grill here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Thrilled to have Grace Grill back with us. Definitely encourage you to check out her work on Charlotte Sports Live nightly, as well as on Queen City News, where she is a sports anchor and reporter. Grace, we really like to talk about stars of the night, but occasionally, more than occasionally, we've had to talk silver linings this season for the Charlotte Hornets. Clearly, it's been a struggle, and so more often than not, we're looking for the silver linings amongst losses, but there are always some defined, and I think in this season, even with the disappointment of another sub-500 season and one that's going to end without a playoff berth, there are some things to look back at positively. So since we're less likely to talk to you between now and the start of next season, thought we'd gauge your picks for silver lining selections for this 23-24 season. So what do you look back on most fondly at this stage from this year?
I think it's more so just the atmosphere and the vibe around Charlotte basketball again. I think you have, you know, new ownership really, you know, making a push to fans that they're serious about this and that it's going to start right now. It's not that 5-year plan out or this is how we're going to go. I'm sure they do have a five-year plan or whatever it is in business terms, but you could see and feel stuff happening. I mean, when they bring in the new players at the trade deadline and the way that worked, and then Brandon Miller, obviously. And I say this all with, I don't think we've seen the best of what they have yet. And if those are the moves that we saw at the trade deadline, I'm really excited to see what happens this summer as well. So I think that's the silver lining. It's just there's an interest and there is a excitement around Charlotte basketball again, that good times are on the way.
I love it. And that's probably the biggest one going on around the team, because you do have this new ownership group, the co-chairman Rick Schnall, Gabe Plotkin. They brought a lot of energy and enthusiasm to all aspects of Hornets sports and entertainment, and clearly they're going to work on the on-court product as well as the surrounding support team, the front office, everything, everyone, everywhere, getting an update. And maybe the most important one from my perspective is what they're doing for the fans, because the first big thing that was announced by this group before, you know, the trade deadline, even before a lot of things happened, was the reimagining of Spectrum Center. And what stands out about that to me is it's for the fans. I mean, like, yes, it's going to be great for the players, don't get me wrong, but it's going to just rejuvenate the energy in that building, which was not a bad one to begin with. I see them all. The Spectrum Center's a very strong place to build from, but clearly as you make those renovations and those updates, it's going to be an even better place to take in a basketball game or really any type of entertainment, and that's really directed towards fans. So I think that was just a huge message to send right out of the gates, that hey, we're here to get a winning basketball team on the floor, but we want the fan experience to be second to none as well.
Yeah, and I love that they are there. Like, you know, they are so present at games, at least when, you know, I'm watching or if I'm there, like, they are a presence there. And so you talk about the fan experience. I mean, how are you? You're going to laugh at me, but it's like the Princess Diaries quote. How can one rule the people if they do not know the people? How can one know the fan experience and make it better if they aren't experiencing it themselves? And with them being there and understanding what the fans are feeling, they have a good perspective, and it almost builds a trust there. They're like, hey, you feel it, you see it, and you trust them that they're going to make it better.
I love that. And I get the sense, because you see them at a lot of road games too, and it's not just the normal, hey, you know, I'm a big part of this organization as the owner or co-chairman or whatever the title might be for different organizations, and so I'm going to take in a basketball game because I can. They really have a watchful eye on the details, and they're clearly putting together their plan for what they want their team to look and feel like on a game day basis. So that's a great point there. My silver lining for the season, I'm going to go to the team itself, and I'm going to look at Brandon Miller. I think Brandon has just been above and beyond what could have been expected here in his rookie season. 16.7 points per game, garnering the majority of the attention from opposing defenses, because with these injuries, he's become effectively the number one or two scorer night after night. He still shoots it really, really well, almost 37% from three right now. And just for comparison's sake, looking back at LaMelo Ball and his Rookie of the Year campaign, obviously different circumstances coming out of COVID, and they're different players, but the scoring average for Brandon Miller Miller higher than LaMelo's was. Brandon's at almost 17 points per game. LaMelo was just over 15. LaMelo 35% from three, and Brandon Miller in his rookie season so far has shot close to 37%. So it's not a huge difference, but over a course of 82 games, that adds up to over, 100 points, and it adds up to, a few extra made threes. One other player to compare him to, just because I think this is closer to what you would think his position will be like and maybe his role in the future, let's look at Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum, his rookie season, was a full-time starter for Boston. He averaged just under 14 points per game, and he shot 43% from three. Less attempts per contest, but he was more efficient. Also, he had the opportunity to play with a more star-studded Boston roster that was, for the most part, healthy that season. Can't get away from that. That was a huge help. I mean, obviously, if you've got Kyrie Irving and Jaylen Brown and Al Horford and at that time Terry Rozier on the floor, a little bit of attention would have been taken off of Jason Tatum. But still, the scoring is much higher for Brandon Miller in his rookie year than Tatum. So I think overall, in terms of a silver lining, you're seeing numbers go up on the board for Brandon Miller that surpasses some of the elite players, not just on his team, but in the game. That really projects well for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just like to comment on just how he's handled himself off the court as well. You get in as a member of the media, I pay attention to, how I get it. It's been a rough season. You come in and losing is not fun, and it's hard, especially when you're a rookie in the program where he was coming from. And I've just been very impressed with how he's, come in after games and spoken to the media and given thoughtful answers, and just really hasn't let it affect him in the way you maybe think it would. As much of a physical strain the season is, it physically is too, especially for a rookie. And I've just been super impressed with how he's handled stuff and with the considerate answers he's given to the media.
It's been an unfortunate season in terms of needing silver linings, but we've had some really good ones. Brandon Miller and the reimagining of Spectrum Center, and just the new life breathed into the organization by the new co-chairman, Rick Schnall, Gabe Plotkin. Great picks, Grace, here on Silver Linings for this season. Another silver lining would be beating your rival in the season series. Hornets have a chance to do that tonight. They'll take on the Atlanta Hawks. We'll have our game preview for you next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Sam Farber and Grace Grill of Queen City News and Charlotte Sports Live here with you today on the HHC. We're getting you ready for Hornets versus Hawks. This is round three of the season series, in which the Hornets are 2-0. Charlotte won on opening night of the season, 116-110 over the Atlanta Hawks. That was a home game for the Hornets. Just so we can reminisce here for a moment, Grace, let's look back at that starting lineup on that particular day. We were seeing the team without Miles Bridges at the time, but there was so much hope and optimism for a healthy season. The starting lineup then was PJ Washington, Gordon Hayward, Mark Williams, LaMelo Ball, Terry Rozier. None of them are playing right now for the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh my gosh, I know. I was at that opening game, and it was It was electric. The Charlotte fans have had moments to be excited about and celebrate coming forward. But I think I'm excited for this matchup against the Hawks and what this new lineup looks like against them. I mean, this is a Hawks team that is, I believe, right on the edge of that play-in game right now. And depending on who they have back tonight, it'll be interesting to see how they how this new look Hornets squad stacks up against them tonight.
Atlanta's got a little bit of a cushion for the 10 seed over Brooklyn and the other pursuers, which technically includes the Hornets for the moment, but they seem pretty locked in there. They're about 3 games back of Chicago for the 9 seed. They were roughly 3 to 4 games up on Brooklyn and Toronto for the 10. So they seem locked in at that point, but that's a pretty precarious place to be in. One more game just to bring up. Hornets did beat the Hawks later in the season, 122-99, the final that time. At that point, Brandon Miller was in the starting lineup, so was Miles Bridges, Nick Richards, Trey Mann, and Cody Martin rounded out the starting five. So there will be a different one for round three, Hornets versus Hawks. It's a division rivalry game. It's a local rivalry game. So there's always going to be a lot on the line and certainly bragging rights at stake in this one. So as we preview it, Grace, we need players to watch from both teams as well as a statistic to watch. Can't be points because that's cheating. Where would you like to begin? Stat to watch, Hornet to watch, or Hawk to watch?
All right, well, I feel like we always talk about Brandon Miller because we're just so excited about him. But I'm going to go on the Hornets side. I'm going to go with Nick Richards. This is, you know, the past couple of games I've watched, you know, we talk about, you know, okay, we have great guard play. And, you know, last time out against Orlando, it was kind of like you saw their sets break down. And the guards had a lot of trouble against that defense and just getting things going and being able to get to the bucket. And I think that really starts with your center play. And Nick Richards was a player last season that I remember, you know, Coach Clifford being really excited about. And I want to see him be more aggressive and more of a force in the paint, because I think once you get him going and as a threat there, I mean, he's averaging just over 9 points, I believe, and 8 rebounds. Like, if we can really pump him up and get that center spot going, I think that will really alleviate some of the pressure off the guard. So I'm looking for him to make some noise this last stretch and tonight against the Hawks.
Love the pick. As you mentioned, we talk Brandon Miller a lot. I'm tempted to, but you've convinced me to maybe slide my attention to a different direction. I'll go with Trey Mann for this one. Trey had a really big game the last time these two teams met. He kind of, in terms of size and a little bit of his game, has some elements of Trey Young to his game. And Trey Mann, quite frankly, drastically outplayed Trey Young in the first meeting between these two since they were with their respective teams. Young, in that last game, which the Hornets beat the Hawks 122-99, Young finished with 12 points, did have 12 assists, but 2 for 8 from three. Hawks have a really hard time winning when he isn't scoring a lot. Trey Mann, much more efficient, was 4 for 5 from three, had 6 assists, 21 points, was one of 2 20-point scorers. The other was Brandon Miller. But, you know, man, this is an opportunity. We talked about it earlier. One of the things I want to see from this point moving forward, how do those three guards shake out in terms of who established themselves and maybe the best fit to play alongside a LaMelo Ball, Mark Williams, Brandon Miller led team. So this is another opportunity for Mann to put his stamp on it. I think Micić has played very, very well, don't get me wrong, and I'm a big fan of Nick Smith Jr. in his game, but this might be an opportunity for Trey Mann to really accentuate his case for that role moving forward. Next up, stat to watch or a Hawk to watch?
Stat to watch. I mean, I think I want to go rebounds in this game. I'm staying with the paint play, with the paint play, Sam. So, yeah, I think I want to see them be more aggressive off the boards. And can I throw in another one, bonus one, just maybe points in transition? I think that would be super helpful to their game right now.
I like them both. I'm going to go in a similar direction here. I'm going to say points in the paint is my key to watch for this one. Overall, the Hawks are definitely more of a 3-point shooting team than your average NBA squad, even for this era. But they do tend to score a lot in the paint just because they score a lot. They're one of the more high-powered offenses in the NBA. They're top five. Hornets are bottom five this season. So there's a lot of extra points to go around. So even though percentage-wise, they might not score in the paint as much as the Hornets do, they do get a lot of points in the paint. And quite frankly, the Hornets got carved up last game against Orlando. Now, the Magic are a different kind of team. They're a driving team. They do a lot of back cuts. They're trying to score on the interior first and then look for the three as things open up. Hawks are kind of a 3-point first type of team, or at least compared to Orlando, they are. And then if they get room to drive, drive or take the ball into the paint, they'll take advantage of that. But I think for Charlotte, you got to defend the cylinder first. If you're going to have to live with something, I'd rather live with the streaky nature of some of the Hawks' three-point shooters than live with the likelihood of them making a lot of layups that are there for them. So we're both thinking the same direction. Now we'll have one last pick, our Hawks players to watch. Grace, you get first dibs.
Yeah, well, you kind of teased it there. I think, you know, with them being streaky on the outside and how they're gonna match up with the heavy guard play of Charlotte, I'm looking at Clint Capella, you know, especially, and my Charlotte player to watch was Nick Richards. So that's the matchup I'm really looking for. And I want to see our guy Nick Richards dominate that.
Well, Clint is one of the more dominant big men in the NBA, so no issues taking him, and he definitely has the capability of dictating a contest. We've seen him do it before against the Hornets, quite frankly, so I like the pick. I thought you would go with Trae Young, so I didn't have him circled, but, you know, Trae's an all-star. He's a fantastic player. He's always someone to watch. I'm going to look at someone, though, who's most likely to end up matched up more frequently with Brandon Miller, though, so I'm going to go with Jalen Johnson for this one. Jalen's had a pretty good run as of late. Had a 25-point performance in a loss to the Lakers about a week ago. He's been playing pretty darn well. 16 points per game on the year now in his third season in the NBA, a former first-round pick of the Hawks, really kind of gradually built his way in to the rotation. His first year, he barely played. Second season, he was kind of a role player off the bench. Now he's a full-time starter, mostly because John Collins has been traded away, but still, he stepped in nicely. 16 points, 8.5 rebounds per game. He's a big guy. He's a good shooter, 35% from three. This is the NBA average type of matchup that Brandon Miller is going to look at for the next 10 to 15 years. So what Brandon can do against a guy who's similar size with a good skill set, I think that is, you know, more revealing than what he does when he has the advantage of a mismatch. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Brandon Miller does against Jalen Johnson. So Johnson will be my player to watch here for the Hawks. No matter how it turns out, we invite you to tune in to Charlotte Sports Live and Queen City News after the game. Grace Grill and the fantastic team there will have you covered. Grace, thanks as always for joining us on the Hornets Hivecast. And if we don't talk to you before the offseason, hope you have a great one and look forward to seeing you for a much brighter and winning-er, is that a word? More winning 24-25 campaign for the Hornets.
Well, here's to winning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks as well to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.